Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I made clear time and again, defaulting on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open. And that economic progress will be made, and we're going to continue to make it. Default puts all that at risk. Congressional leaders understand that, and they've all agreed there will be no default. And it's time for Congress to act now.
Yeah, you know, there's a little bit of panic on the left right now over this debt ceiling negotiation. You picked it up a little bit yesterday with AOC demanding that McCarthy has to negotiate and all this when they're the ones that refused to negotiate from the beginning. So now we're down to this supposed deadline that Janet Yellen's brought up, and I wanted to talk to somebody who's an expert on it. Michael Falkender is the chief economist at the America First Policy Institute, a former Treasury official himself. Mr. Falkender, welcome in.
Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. How dramatic is it? Is this being over-dramatized, the impact for June 1st or June 15th or whichever this cliff is that Janet Yellen is discussing?
Yes, it absolutely is. So the way for your listeners to think about it is that the Treasury Department has a checking account. There's money that comes in every day. There's money that goes out every day. We spend more than we take in, and so we run a deficit. We've got to raise additional money. And the debt ceiling says, nope, we're at the limit, and so you can't borrow any money. So what that means is that until the debt ceiling gets extended, they can only spend what comes in. There's plenty of money that comes in to make interest payments, and they'll be able to make the Social Security payments. What it means is that some things might have to get delayed while they finish up the deal, but they can identify which items can wait, whereas there are certain items that have to go out immediately, for instance, bond payments on Treasury securities and checks to Social Security recipients. There's no reason for those to be delayed, and therefore the secretary and the administration are trying to create panic to try to force Republicans into a deal that would be bad for our nation.
If I understand this correctly, I listened to some of the feedback yesterday. What Republicans were trying to do was get them to go back to whatever the budget was in 2022, which was 1 year ago. And if you listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of the other folks, Bernie Sanders on the left, you would think that we're making diabolical cuts in the budget. But all we're looking to do is go back to where the budget was 1 year ago, which apparently was also $130 billion ago.
That's right. So they're calling going back to levels that, if you take 2019 and adjust it for inflation, 2022, which is what Republicans are asking to go back to, 2022 is 18% higher than that. 18% higher than where we were pre-pandemic, even after adjusting for inflation. And yet the Democrats, the socialists in Congress are claiming that that would be draconian austerity.
Yeah. Draconian is a better word than the one I came up with. It's true. What's your take on where things stand today? I mean, I know I'm not going to be happy as a conservative with however this shakes out, because McCarthy's going to have to negotiate a little bit. But it sounds like there are people on the progressive left who don't want to accept any cuts at all.
That's right. I mean, there are those that say, oh, yeah, we should absolutely give student loan relief to people with graduate degrees who are, you know, residents in hospitals and associates at law firms who are going to do just fine over their lifetime. But you know, we have to give them their student loan forgiveness. That's one of the things they're demanding be removed from the bill. You know, able-bodied 30-year-old childless men who are sitting at home playing video games, we can't possibly take away their food stamps and ask that they get a job in exchange for receiving those as far as progressives are concerned, right?
Right.
You know, we need to replace reliable, low-cost natural gas that has done wonders for our carbon emissions, and we need to instead replace that with unreliable windmills that we import from China. That's the progressive mission, and anything that stands in the way of that, again, is deemed as draconian austerity that's going to cause the American economy to fall into a deep recession.
Michael Falkender, our guest, chief economist at America First Policy Institute. What this drives home, I think, as dramatically as anything we've seen in recent years, is that we have a spending problem in this country. We don't have an income problem. We have a spending problem. And there are people on both sides of the aisle who have no interest in fixing that problem. We could never operate our households the way the federal government operates.
That's right. If you look at revenues to the federal government last year, they were the third highest as a percentage of national output that we have ever had. So we don't have a revenue problem. What we have is that people enjoy spending other people's money and creating inflation in the process. Because let's remember why we suffered from as high as 9% annual inflation just recently. It's because we simultaneously sent trillions of dollars of extra money out into an economy that was already recovering from the pandemic, while simultaneously paying people not to work, taking American energy off the table, and having businesses spend more time on regulation than on improving their products and services.
Yeah, it's just a very sad. Hey, where can people go to find out more about what you do at America First Policy?
So we're at AmericaFirstPolicy.com, and so we've got 22 research centers that do research on the entire gamut of issues at both the federal and state level. So if you're interested in any kind of issue that's bubbling up and that you're concerned about in your community or your nation, you can find information at AmericaFirstPolicy.com.
Sounds great. Mike Falkender, thank you.
Absolutely. Great to be with you.
You bet. Good information there. It's what we've been saying all along. Isn't that just stunning?
That's the current spending.
Stop spending. Stop spending. Stop spending. Stop spending. Spending. Stop spending. That's what we want.
Sums it up. It just sums it up. We need to stop spending. But when you try to stop spending, you're feeding dog food to old people. You're forcing them. Remember that Debbie Wasserman Schultz piece? One of my favorites of all time. I just have to tell you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.